Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Rise up on your feet, lift up your voices, lift up your hands, begin to appreciate the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Appreciate him. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Exalt his name this morning. Begin to give him all the thanks. Give him all the glory. Father, we give you all the praise. Lord, you have brought us again this morning to bless us. You have brought us again this morning to, Lord, perfect all that concerns us. Lift up your voices. Begin to thank him. Thank him for yesterday, how he days you with blessings, how he days you with honor, how he perfect all that concerns us. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to give him all the glory, not unto us, not unto us, but unto his holy name. We have come to give all the glory for his mercy and for his truth's sake. Begin to appreciate and honor his mighty name. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we give you glory. We say, Lord, thank you for your faithfulness over our lives, over our family, over the works of our hands. Begin to give him thanks. Father, we magnify your mighty name. We say, thank you, Jesus. Begin to commit this money program into the mighty hand of God. Father, I have come this morning. Lord, separate me for glory. Separate me for blessing. Father, Lord, I ask, Father, for your blessing this morning. Let your hand rest perfectly upon me this morning. In this covenant hour of prayer this morning, send me your word. For he sent his word, his word healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Father, send me your word this morning. Are you praying? Lift up your voices. Begin to ask for the word for the hour. Begin to ask for the word that will perfect your day. Begin to ask for the word that will change your story. Lift up your voices. Appreciate him. Thank him for the word he's sending this morning. Will catapult you to glory, to honor, to lifting. Father, Father, thank you. Oh, for your word is coming my way this morning, and it will change my story. It will grant me restoration in every area of my life. Father, I give you praise. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, I give you honor. Lord, I magnify and exalt your name. Begin to thank him. Give him all the praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
Thou steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love. marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. Oh, you are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. Jesus, you are marvelous, yeah. Oh, you are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous. You are marvelous. Oh yes, you are marvelous, yeah. Jesus, you are marvelous, yeah. Oh yes, you are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous. You are marvelous. Oh yes, you are marvelous, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Marvelous, 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 marvelous. You are marvelous. You are marvelous. Oh yes, you are marvelous, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, you are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous. You are marvelous. Jesus, you are glorious, yeah. You are glorious, yeah. Oh yes, you are glorious, yeah. You are glorious. You are glorious. Oh, you are glorious, yeah. You are glorious, yeah. Glorious, 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 glorious. You are glorious. You are glorious. Oh, yes, you are glorious, yeah. You are glorious, yeah. Oh, you are glorious, yeah. You are glorious. You are glorious. You reign forevermore, Savior.
Forevermore.
Oh yes, you reign eternally, Jesus.
You reign forevermore.
Almighty God. You are worthy. All I pray, you reign. Almighty Father, Almighty God, powerful God, mighty God. Oh, yes, you are worthy. All I pray. Oh, yes, you reign forevermore, Savior. You reign. Almighty God, Almighty God, powerful God, mighty God. Oh, you are worthy to receive all our praise. You reign forevermore.
Shall we give Jesus a big, big hand of praise this morning? And you may please be seated. We begin this morning in our intercession by saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for turning every cell in this church into a solution center where every member's need shall continue to be supernaturally met. Can I amen be stronger this morning? Zephaniah 3 and verse 17, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy, rest in his love. Let's rise together this morning. With grateful hearts, lift up your voice saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for turning every cell in this church into a solution center. Lift up your voice, saints of God, this morning as we give thanks to God. Let's magnify the name of our Father this morning. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for turning every single cell, every single WSF location in this church into a solution center, where the diverse needs of members shall continue to be supernaturally met. Lift up your voice. Express your thanksgiving this morning. Let's together magnify the name of our God as we give him quality thanks and praise. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for turning every single cell in this church into a solution center where the diverse needs of members shall continue to be supernaturally met, a fountain of diverse testimonies, a center for answered prayers. Our Father, we give you thanks for turning every single WSF location in this church into a solution center where all the needs of members shall continue to be met. Lift up your voice. Give quality thanks to God this morning. And do that from the depth of your heart. We are giving God thanks corporately. We are giving Him thanks personally for every WSF location, for turning them into solution centers where all the needs of members shall continue to be supernaturally met. A fountain where every prayer prayed will receive speedy answers from God. Lift up your voice. Give thanks to God this morning. And do that from the depth of your heart. Do that consciously. Do that with focus. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you from the depth of our hearts for turning every cell location into a solution center where every need of members shall continue to be met, where the prayers of members shall continue to be answered with speed. Lift up your voice. Ensure your thanksgiving is registered on high this morning. You are giving God quality thanks and praise for turning every single cell location, and remember that includes your own cell location, into solution centers. Our Father, we thank you because every prayer prayed in every WSF location must receive heaven's speedy answers. It shall be a fountain of testimonies. Therefore, we say thank you. Someone give God thanks this morning. Do that consciously. Ensure your voice is registered from the depth of your heart. You are thanking God profusely. Remember, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to His name. Our Father desires our thanks this morning. Therefore, lift up your voice loud and clear. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you from the depth of our hearts for turning every single cell, every WSF location in this church into solution centers where all the needs of members shall continue to be supernaturally met, where every prayer of members will continue to be supernaturally answered, a fountain of turnaround encounters, a platform of testimonies for every participant. For that we say thank you. Lift up your voice. Give God thanks this morning. This prayer covers your own home cell location. This prayer covers every single cell in this church. Our Father, we give you thanks. Lift up your voice one more time. Magnify the name of our God for answers to prayers this morning. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' matchless name, we have given thanks. Big hand for Jesus this morning. And you may please be seated.
Shortly, we'll be rising again to pray. And we'll pray in this manner. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the destruction of every satanic opposition to the continuous growth of this church, resulting in the invasion of multitudes into this church. A louder amen. Isaiah 8, 9 to 10 paraphrase. Associate yourselves, O ye people. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. Please, let's rise. Together, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the destruction of every satanic opposition to the continuous growth of this church, resulting in the invasion of multitudes into this church, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear you this morning as we pray with all of our hearts. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the destruction of every satanic opposition to the continuous growth of this church, resulting in the invasion of multitudes in the name of Jesus Christ. Invasion of multitudes into this church in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, this morning we decree in the mighty name of Jesus the destruction of every satanic opposition to the continuous growth of this church, resulting in the invasion of multitudes into this church in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the Lord hear your voice this morning Let your voice be registered in heaven. Pray with all of your heart. Pray with all fervency. Jesus, we decree the destruction of every satanic opposition to the continuous growth of this church, resulting in the invasion of multitudes, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let it be, Almighty God, that there will be a destruction of every satanic opposition, in the name of Jesus Christ. Satanic opposition to the continuous growth of this church, in the name of Jesus, it will be resulting in the invasion of multitudes into this church, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be, Almighty God. Let it be, Almighty God, that their hands will not be able to perform their enterprise concerning this church, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this culminate in the invasion of multitudes into this church, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice. Let the Lord hear you this morning. Let your voice be registered in heaven this morning. Pray with all of your heart. Pray with all fervency. You can pray your understanding. You can pray in the language of the Spirit. But let your heart be connected to this prayer. Let your heart be connected to this prayer. Calling upon the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, we decree the destruction of every satanic opposition to the continuous growth of this church, resulting in the invasion of multitudes into this church, in the name of Jesus Christ. Multitude beyond number, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a flow of multitude into this church, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it be, Almighty God, that this morning we decree the destruction of every satanic opposition to the continuous growth of this church, resulting in the invasion of multitudes into this church, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Continue to pray with all of your heart. Let your heart be connected. Let your heart be connected. Pray him with all fervency. Pray with all fervency. His word says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Therefore, let's engage with all of our heart this morning. Let's engage with all of our heart this morning. Lord, we decree the destruction of every satanic opposition to the continuous growth of this church. Let this result in the invasion of multitude into this church, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a flow, Jesus, of multitude into this church, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And him gathering beyond the widest imagination of all, in the name of Jesus. Is the Lord hearing you? Few seconds left. Pray him with all of your heart. Jesus, let it be, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' great name, we have prayed. Please be seated and put your hands together for Jesus.
Next, this shall be our prayer line. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. Acts 13 verse 44, the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city to hear the word of God. Let's rise and enforce the scriptures on the altar of prayer. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth, thereby turning her into an ever-increasing city without walls. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice. This is God's agenda for the end time church. Our Father, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth. Growth inexplainable, naturally. Growth unprecedented in the history of time, thereby upholding her as an ever-increasing city without walls, in line with your plan for these last days. Let your will be done in this church. Our Father, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth by the forces of heaven, the reaper angels, the blood of the everlasting covenant that has capacity to bail out double on demand. Let this church continue to experience supernatural growth by the compelling sound and wind of the Lord of the harvest, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth, thereby upholding her as an ever-increasing city without walls. Saints of God, lift your voice this morning. We are praying to the God of all multiplication. He said he will increase us more and more, both us and our children. Now pray the will of God on the altar of prayer. Exercise authority as you make decrees, as you lift up your voice in faith, asking that the will of God be done in this church. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, cause this church to keep enjoying supernatural growth. Cause this church to keep enjoying supernatural growth, thereby upholding her as an ever-increasing city without walls. It is written, run, say to this young man, Jerusalem, meaning my church, shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. Lift up your voice, saints of God. You are in partnership with Jesus. You are in the will of God. Pray, whether you are by yourself or you are in a congregation, whether you are on the move or you are in a church, our God answers when we pray from the depth of our heart. Therefore, place a demand, even this weekend, let there be a wave of supernatural growth in this church. Let there be a manifestation of supernatural growth in this church, turning her to an ever-increasing, never-declining city without walls for the multitude of men. Are you praying? Our God rewards your prayers. Our God rewards everyone's engagement. Therefore, engage as one that shall be rewarded. Lift up your voice, engage your heart, pour out your soul. You pray in the spirit, you pray in your understanding. You are calling on the God of answers. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let this church continue to experience supernatural growth beyond what any man can do, beyond what eyes have seen, beyond what ears have heard. Let this church continue to experience supernatural growth, thereby turning her to an ever-increasing city without walls. Now engage much more fervently in the Holy Ghost. Put your faith on the altar of prayer. Ensure that your voice is resonating in heaven. As soon as Zion travel, the Bible says she brings forth her children. Therefore, travel to bring forth. Pray to be heard. Engage with confidence. Our Father and our God, let your church here continue to experience supernatural growth, thereby turning her to an ever-increasing, to an ever-advancing city without walls. In the name of Jesus, according to your word, increase us supernaturally more and more, more and more, more and more. Lift up your voice with confidence of faith. Give thanks to God. Glorify Him. Magnify Him. Celebrate Him. Father, receive all the glory. This prayer is answered. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Big, big hands to Jesus, and please be seated.
Our next prayer line will be rising up to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. And in John chapter 9, verse 25, he answered and said, whether I be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Saints of God, let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voices to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Lift up your voice, saints of God, and let heaven hear your voice of intercession this hour. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Establishing them in this church for life. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Cause them to take root downwards and bear fruit upwards. Lift up your voice, saints of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Establishing them in this church for life. Lift up your voice, saints of God. Don't be distracted. Pray with every fervency, with faith. As you pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. Thereby establishing them in this church for life. Thereby establishing them in this church for life. Lift up your voice, saints of God. Pray with faith, pray with fervency, pray with confidence in your heart that the Lord will answer our prayers. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony. Give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Are you lifting up your voice? Ensure you are not just muttering words. Ensure heaven is hearing you clearly this morning. Let's pray with fervency. We are praying in one accord. This is a prayer that must be answered for our new converts. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. A testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. Thereby establishing them in this church for life. Establishing them in this church for life. This is our heart desire. We pray together in one accord this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding, pray in the Holy Ghost, engage His help right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church. Establish them. Let them take root downwards. Establish them. Let them bear fruit upwards. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. Thereby establishing them in this church for life. Establishing them in this church for life. This is our heart desire. Lift up your voice, saints of God. Pray in your understanding. Engage the help of the Spirit of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Let's begin to thank Him for answered prayers. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you and thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
Shortly, we shall be rising up again to pray. And we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for releasing fresh zeal upon every winner for kingdom advancement endeavors, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of rewards. Can I hear a louder amen? Psalm 69 and verse 9 says, for the zeal of the Lord, for the zeal of thine house had eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. Please rise up to your feet, lift up your voice as we give God thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for releasing fresh zeal upon every single winner for kingdom advancement endeavors, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of rewards. Resulting in supernatural turnaround order of rewards. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Appreciation is application for more. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, we have come to thank you for releasing fresh zeal upon each and every winner for kingdom advancement endeavors, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of rewards, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of rewards. Somebody lift up your voice as you appreciate God. Lift up your voice as we give him thanks. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for releasing fresh zeal upon each and every winner for kingdom advancement endeavors. Thank you for releasing a fresh passion in the heart of each and every one winner for kingdom advancement endeavors. Thank you for releasing upon each and every one winner a fresh love for your kingdom and the advancement of the same, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of rewards. Someone lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks. Lift up your voice as you bless his name. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for releasing your fresh zeal upon every winner for kingdom advancement endeavors. Lift up your voice as you give God thanks. Our God deserves the thanks. Our God demands the thanks. And our God delights in our thanksgiving. Lift up your voice in appreciation, my Father and my God. We thank you for releasing fresh zeal, for releasing and continuing to release fresh zeal upon each and every winner for kingdom advancement endeavors that has resulted in supernatural turnaround order of rewards, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of rewards. Lift up those voices in appreciation to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for releasing and continuing to release fresh zeal upon each and every winner for kingdom advancement endeavors. Fresh zeal for kingdom advancement prayer. Fresh zeal for soul winning. Fresh zeal to see souls established. Fresh zeal to finance the kingdom, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of rewards. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks, my Father and my God. We have returned to say thank you for releasing your fresh zeal upon every winner for kingdom advancement endeavors. Thank you for the release of fresh zeal for kingdom advancement endeavors, resulting in supernatural turnaround order of rewards, resulting in a change of story order of testimonies, resulting in a supernatural turnaround order of blessings. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice. Appreciate him in your understanding. Also appreciate him in the spirit. Now lift up those hands. Wave them in appreciation. Give him thanks. Give him glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. Put those hands together for Jesus. And please, you may be seated. In a moment, we're going to be rising to pray. And this time we're presenting our personal supplication before the Lord. And as we do that, I want us to be reminded of the prophetic alert that we received on Sunday, that we are to turn all of the issues of our lives into thanksgiving, and God will turn them into testimonies. Ephesians 5 and verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we give thanks today, every matter shall be turned to testimonies. Shall we rise on our feet, go before the Lord, presenting those matters of your heart as thanksgiving, and God will be turning them into testimonies. Give thanks and give glory ahead, and the testimonies shall be returning in your direction. Lift your voice now as you give thanks.
You can begin to give thanks in the spirit right now. Begin to give thanks in the spirit right now. When you give thanks in an unknown tongue, you do it well. Express your gratitude right now in the spirit. Do it in the language of the spirit. Do it in the language of the Holy Ghost. Right now, right now, right now, give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him honor and adoration. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated.
In this covenant hour of prayer this morning, it is testimony time. Please listen attentively to these documented testimonies and yours shall be the next. Number one, heal of angina pain. Hallelujah. That is a condition of the heart with severe pain in the chest. For years I suffered from angina pain with severe neck pain, palpitation, back pain, and depression. However, I heard Bishop David Oyedepo talk about the importance of kingdom advancement endeavors. So I engaged and kept engaging despite the pains. Thereafter, I connected online for the miracle service and while the bishop made declarations, he declared, heart disease is healed. And I keyed into that. Since then, I have not experienced the pains again. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. Now I am healed and free. I return all the glory to God. And the testifier is Alimani Funa. Shall we celebrate Jesus the more? Number two, supernatural transformation after salvation. Shall we give Jesus a big hand? For 30 years, I was addicted to alcohol and I was a perpetual drunkard. I am a bricklayer and I've traveled almost across the country, but I had nothing to show for it. I got drunk to the point that I slept outside in the rain both day and night. However, in February, one of the pastors in this church came to my village. He saw me in my devastated state, outside, naked as usual. He took me inside my house and came back very early the next day. For the first time, I heard about the love of Christ and what he did for us by his blood and resurrection. Then I gave my life to Christ, but I could not go to church. However, this pastor never stopped coming to my house and most times as early as 5 a.m. Thereafter in March, he told me about the anointing service and I decided to attend, and that was the turnaround point in my life. God showed up and the next morning, the test for alcohol died. We can do better for Jesus. The desire to wander around the village after drinking stopped. As if that was not enough, for the first time in 30 years, I worked and purchased a big farm plantation worth thousands of naira. Amen. My life has been transformed, and now I am a preacher of the gospel. I return all glory to the God of Bishop David Oyedepo. And the testifier is Ayodele Akinwumi. Shall we rise to our feet this morning and give Jesus a big, big hand of praise for his amazing act in our midst?
Let us lift up our hands unto God and magnify his name. Let's bless him one more time for all those amazing testimonies. He is the doer and they are marvelous in our eyes. Let's give him praise. Let's magnify his name. Don't just mutter words. Let him hear you clearly right now. Give him glory. Give him thanks. Give him praise. He has done all things well. Again, let's thank him right now for answered prayers, corporately, personally. He has heard you. He has answered you. Glorify his name, magnify him, thank him some more, raise your voice, glorify him with a loud voice like that one leper. Thank him and thank him and thank him some more. Right now, ask the Lord to speak to you this morning by his word. Father, we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Father, it's unto you that we have come this early morning. We thank you for these wonderful testimonies. You are the doer. Take all the praise. We pray, O Lord, that these testimonies shall be permanent. Anyone tap into any of them, let their own also be established. Thank you for answered prayers also. Both personally and corporately, we receive our answers speedily. And right now, Lord, our hearts are opened. Speak unto us again. Visit us again. Give us the spirit of understanding. Grant us grace for performance. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Say it louder and believe in amen. Give the Lord a big clap offering and please you may be seated. Praise God. All through this week, beginning from Monday, in our covenant hour of prayer, we have been looking at a subject captioned, Thanksgiving is a must to keep the church growing. Thanksgiving is a must. Can you say after me, please? Thanksgiving is a must to keep the church growing. Again, Thanksgiving is a must to keep the church growing. Say, believe in amen. Amen. This morning, let's read one scripture as our text, and this is Matthew chapter 13 and verse 33. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 33. Another parable spake Jesus unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. May the Lord bless his word in our heart this morning in Jesus' name. Can I hear a louder amen? Amen. Jesus spoke this parable unto them. And he told them that the kingdom of heaven can be likened unto a leaven that a woman takes and hid in 3 measures of meal. This gives a clear picture, parable, illustration of what thanksgiving is. As a woman, you want to bake a good, you take yeast in your hand, mix it with measures of meal, whatever measure you want to take. By the time you are done with baking your good, a small tiny portion that you put in your baking pan has swollen up. The size has changed. The size has increased by the end of the day. Why? Because you have added yeast into your flour, isn't it? In the natural, that gives us a very, very simple but powerful illustration of what thanksgiving can do. Whatever issues of your life that you add thanksgiving to, you discover that the hand of God supernaturally comes into motion, and then you have a wonderful product of testimony at the end of the day. So thanksgiving is a spiritual yeast. Thanksgiving is what? Can you say louder, please? Thanksgiving is a spiritual yeast. When you put it to work, the end result is testimony. What is the end result? What is the end result? Therefore, beginning from this month of Thanksgiving, as you put that spiritual yeast to work in the different dimensions, areas of your life, you are ending this month with thanksgiving. You will not only have testimony, but God will turn you yourself to a testimony. Can I hear louder? Amen. Amen. Living proofs is what God is going to make out of someone at the end of this month. If you are the person, let your amen show it. Therefore, we must understand as we look at this subject this morning that our God is the city taken God. He is a city taken God. Acts 13:44. We read the scripture during the prayer this morning. Acts 13:44. The Bible says the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to do what? To hear the word of God. Almost the whole city. Almost the whole city. So our God is the city taking God. Almost the whole city came together. It happened before. It can happen again. I said it can happen again. Because he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, if he did it in the Acts of the Apostles, he can also do it again today. And he will do it again. Yeah. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 36. The Bible makes it very clear. No place, no city. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 36. Praise the Lord. There was not one city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered how many? How many? Does that include Lagos? Does that include Ota? Does that include Sango? The Lord our God delivered all, not some. He delivered all into our hands. He will do it again. Say me, our God is the city taking God. Louder, our God is the city taking God. As we put to work, especially this month like never before, the power of thanksgiving, the spiritual yeast of thanksgiving, God will deliver unto us again this city. Amen. Can I hear believing? Amen. Amen. Next, please understand that God is behind the manifestation of signs and wonders that gather souls into the kingdom. He is the one behind the manifestation of signs and wonders that gather souls into the kingdom. Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. The Bible speaking here says, they went forth and preached everywhere. In how many places? In how many places? Everywhere. And that includes where you are right now. No matter the city, the location, the village, the hamlet, where you may be, everywhere they went preaching the word. And as they did so, the Lord was walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. The Lord was walking with them. Who was walking with them? The Lord. So God is the one behind the manifestation of signs and wonders. He is the doer. He is the one behind it. No one in the flesh can work signs and miracles and wonders without God being behind such a one. Praise God. And then we see how this played out in Acts chapter 8 as Philip went to Samaria. Acts chapter 8, beginning from verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And look what happened. Verse 6. And the people with one accord gave heed unto the things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did, as God worked with him. Now, look at verse 8 and see what the Bible says there. There was great joy in that city. The rest of the story, you know. There was great joy in the city. God worked with Philip in the city of Samaria, and the whole city came together. God who did it in the days of Philip is the same God we are serving today. He will do it again. Amen. Also, this also played out as Peter, when declaring the word, in Acts chapter 9, verse 34. Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Make thy bed. And he arose, how? How? Immediately, verse 35. After that, see what happened. All that dwelt at Lydda and Sharon saw him and did what? And they turned unto the Lord. How many of them? All. So God went ahead walking with them. And we saw it in the life of Philip. We see it also in the life of Peter. We shall see it in your own life. Remember, we are talking about the fact that our God is the city taking God. He did it through Philip. He will do it through you. He did it through Peter. He will do it through you. Can I hear louder? Amen. God multiplies the church through the mystery of thanksgiving and praise. God multiplies the church through the mystery of thanksgiving and praise. And remember, the church is not a building. The church is a people. The church is not a building. The church is what? Is a people. So, when God multiplies the church, it means God is multiplying his people through the mystery of thanksgiving. God will multiply you. Amen. Therefore, welcome to your season of multiplication. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them. Talking about you. Say to your neighbor, God will multiply you. Louder yet, God will multiply you. They shall not be few. I will glorify them, and they shall not be small. Your season of multiplication is finally here. Your season of glorification is finally here. Therefore, it's time for us to arise like never before. As a people, as individuals that make up the body of Christ, to be armed with the mystery of thanksgiving. Remember, not to be grateful is to be a great fool. There is no fool among us. Therefore, the grace to be more grateful than ever before, as individuals, receive it in Jesus' name. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 11, in closing. The Bible says, the Lord God of your fathers, and this is the prayer for someone here this morning, make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he hath promised you. Someone's story is about to change. Rise up on your feet. If you are that person, lift up your voice unto God. Grace to be more grateful than ever. Lift up your voice right now and receive it from God. And remember, he that giveth thanks in the spirit doeth it well. So for 1 minute, lift up your voice, lift up your hand to God, thank him in the Holy Ghost, thank him in the spirit, let him hear your voice right now of appreciation. Thank him for every good thing in your life. No more murmuring, no more complaining, no more grumbling. Gratitude only. Is someone thanking the Lord? Your hand lifted, your voice raised up to him in the Holy Ghost. Thank him some more. Thank him some more.
I thought somebody was giving thanks to God. Lift your hand and give glory unto his name. Give praise unto his name. Celebrate the faithfulness of his name. Will you give him the praise that is due unto him? Lord, we say thank you. We bless your name. We celebrate you. Thank you for the grace that you have released for a life of gratitude. No more complaining, no more grumbling, no more murmuring. Lord, I give you praise for the grace that has come upon me to keep giving thanks and praise to your name. Father, thank you, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. We have asked for grace. That grace will keep speaking for us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. From today, no more murmuring, no more complaining in the name of Jesus Christ. We have our flyers for our Sunday service, our Covenant Family Day. Will you stretch your hand towards it again and begin to ask for the breath of the Holy Ghost upon these materials? Wherever they appear, souls shall be drafted in with the great convicting power of the Holy Ghost to rest upon it. No one will come in contact with this and not be attracted. And as they come, no one will go without being visited in the name of Jesus. All the flyers and tracts that have gone out already, Lord, we decree that the breath of the Holy Ghost rest upon them. Those who have received them, none of them shall be missing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father, we declare that these materials go out as a sharp sickle of harvest. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Another day is here. Therefore, speak forth and declare what the day must deliver. Whatever you decree, God will deliver. Begin to speak to the day. Make your decrees concerning the day. Make your declaration concerning the day. Make your declarations concerning the day. Speak to it right now. Speak to it right now. Make your decree and your declaration. Your decree and your declaration. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have declared this morning, so shall it be unto you. In Jesus' precious name. Now, let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.